My family's tragedy deeply affected my adolescence. My thought process at the time was, my family members never got a chance to live a real life, so I will live that lifestyle for them. When I moved back home to Ohio, I made reckless choices, often going out to parties all evening long. As I was returning home late one night, I unknowingly ran over a man who was lying on the ground. I was just 16 at the time and terrified. I was under intense scrutiny by the community and negatively portrayed in the media, but I was certain that I was not culpable. It was later proven that the man was already dead, having been run over by other cars previously. And that experience really shook me up and made me want to be more transparent about the life that I was living and how it contributed to the circumstance I was in. And most of my remaining siblings still lived in Laos, so I was fortunate to receive a great deal of support from my extended family members and friends during this time.